Broadcasting live from Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Cape Fear Seniors, where those who impact seniors' lives gather to tell their stories.
Welcome to Cape Fear Seniors. I'm Tom Petcher, your host, and our first guest today is Lisa Polansky, who is the marketing director for Plantation Village. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I want to talk a little bit about Plantation Village, but I want to put it in context. There's been a real kind of growth market in senior living communities in the Wilmington area, for good reason. It's a great place to spend your retirement years. But Plantation Village is kind of one of the longer-lived communities here in Wilmington. Tell us about the history of Plantation Village and really kind of how you operate.
Well, Plantation Village has been in the Wilmington area for over 26 years. We're a licensed continuing care retirement community, and we're the only one right now in Wilmington. For those that don't know what that is, a continuing care retirement community is a community that provides all levels of care. And you have a guaranteed access to all levels of care should you ever need it, independent living, assisted living, and long-term care, as well as physical therapy and rehab. Plantation Village is a not-for-profit community, and all of our land was actually owned by Champion McDowell Davis, and he set up the land as a foundation and to only be used for life care retirement. And so we began in 1988. The Davis community began in the 60s. And we've been managed by Life Care Services since we began.
So you're an entire campus over there in Porter's Neck, is that correct?
Yes.
Right. With the Champions Assisted Living, and then with the rehab facility, the Davis Rehab Facility as well. What's the experience of a potential resident when he or she first kind of meets up with you guys? How do you approach welcoming them to the community? How do you get them to know about the community? What are they going to see when they get there for the first time?
Well, they're going to meet with myself or Sheila Cease, who's also our sales counselor, and we're going to give them a packet of information. We're going to discuss, you know, what it takes to qualify to move in, go over pricing, and show them the different home types that we have.
What kind of home types do you have?
Well, we have 1 and 2 bedroom apartment homes. We have villa homes, which are 4 homes connected. They're all 2 bedroom, 2 bath. Some have a den.
Sort of like a townhouse?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like a patio home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we have duplex homes, which are 2 homes connected. They each have a 1-car garage.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the only homes that have an attached garage, and then we actually have 2 cottages.
How many residents are there?
We have just over 260.
Wow.
Yeah, we're on 56 acres, and we've got 220 homes right now, but we're building some new ones.
So you've been there for over a quarter of a century.
Yes.
How does Plantation Village differ from other retirement communities?
Well, we are different than the other communities that are out there. One of the reasons is because we are a buy-in community. We are an entrance fee, and we have that guarantee to all levels of care over at Davis should they ever need it. So they have a guarantee to go to Davis. They also have 30 days a year that they have for free if they need to go over there. If they have to go over there permanently, then they actually get a 25% discount off of the monthly fee rate.
Because they're residents of Plantation Village.
Because they're residents of Plantation Village. Mm-hmm. If there's only 1 room over at Davis, our resident is going to get it.
That's great for them, yeah.
And they have, so they have the security that they have access to the best health care in Wilmington, but they also have a financial security. So if anything should ever happen to them financially, if they were to deplete their assets or have a hardship and they can no longer afford to live in our community, then we're going to pay their monthly fee at Plantation Village or if they're over at the Davis community and until they left.
How do you support that?
Well, I mean, we have a great management team, Life Care Services. We have a wonderful board of directors. You know, we have a buy-in. We don't have a lot of people that have gone through a hardship, but
right.
We have some that financially things have changed, you know, investments, a spouse can pass away and affect your monthly income. But, you know, with the buy-in, they're buying into continuing care. So it's almost like we're their long-term care policy. They're a resident for life.
And that's a really good distinction that probably a lot of people don't quite get when they're faced with having to come up with, you know, a fairly significant down payment to get in, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
What they're being guaranteed is the opportunity, even if things do go south for them financially or family-wise or otherwise, they will continue to be taken care of their health at Plantation Village, which is a great opportunity. You talk about a continuum of care, and I want to talk about how you interact with the Davis community with Champions Assisted Living. Most people, I'm assuming, Lisa, come in, and they are really coming in ready for independent living, independent retirement living.
Yes.
But then they progress, their health fails or something goes wrong, mm-hmm. they have a fall and have a broken joint or something. Talk about that continuum and how you work with those two other facilities to kind of facilitate the well-being of your residents.
Well, you know, you have to come in independent. You have to qualify, you know, financially to move into our community and physically to move in.
So, again, just I want to make sure that our listeners understand this. Most or all people who walk in are basically ready for independent living.
Right.
Okay.
And they get a maintenance-free lifestyle, but if they need that continuing care, you know, at Plantation Village, we are actually a licensed home care agency. Mm-hmm. And so the nurses that work in our community, they're Plantation Village employees. They can receive some home care for a limited period of time. That's included in the monthly fee that they pay. And then if they needed extended care, it's an additional expense. If they really are not, if they've progressed where they need that care, our director of nursing works with the people over at Champions to determine with the family and also their doctor if they needed to permanently go over to assisted living. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just depending on, you know, their care in life, they have that option if they need to go to the Davis community for that skilled nursing. I mean, we work really well together. Our director of nursing is always over at Champions and Davis,
right?
You know, talking with their nursing staff over there and looking at what rooms are available if our residents need to transition.
Let's talk about what you're offering in terms of social events. Obviously, you're a community.
Yes.
Like any other community, it just happens to be on a campus. I had one of your colleagues on the show several months back, and we talked about, I think it was Julie Reeder. Yeah. And we talked about how some people live on campus and some people just visit the campus. It's kind of like being in college. You had commuter students and you had residential students. The Davis community is very, very similar in that some people come to visit on a daily basis. They may use the facilities, the gym, and so forth. Mm-hmm. But what about social activities around Plantation Village? What do you have going on to kind of keep people up and around and busy?
Oh, gosh. You name it.
Just enumerate.
I mean, we have an activities director that, you know, she's always planning you know, big bands or guest speakers to come to our community.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll go out into the Wilmington area where we're going to Thalian or UNCW, and our transportation's provided, so you don't have to worry about parking.
So field trips are part of the options.
Yes, that's included in the monthly fee. If we actually went to the Turtle Hospital over at Topsail, they opened it up for us. I mean,
Great.
We go into a lot of areas out in the community. We've gone to the Art Museum in Raleigh. We'll do day trips. You know, we're building a brand new wellness center, and Davis is actually going to be managing that for us. So they will have a lot of physical activities as well, you know, a lot of aqua classes, water aerobics, also regular aerobics, yoga, Zumba. So, you know, we have ways to, you know, stay healthy.
Do you have your own fitness center or do you use the one over at Davis Rehab?
Well, we've always had a fitness and wellness center, mm-hmm. but we are going through an expansion and we are building a brand new one. And Davis has a really great program that they're going to come over, and we'll have a wellness coordinator that will work with individuals on their wellness program, not just so much the physical aspect, but the intellectual, the nutritional aspect of everything
right.
for wellness.
We talked a little bit before we went on the air about the fact that you're expanding. Can you talk about where you're headed and how you're growing?
Well, we are going through a big expansion right now. We are adding, we have our main building when you first enter the community. We're expanding it and renovating it. We're adding the brand new fitness and wellness center. It'll have an indoor saltwater pool that'll be over 60 feet long. We'll have a separate room for classes and then a separate area for gym equipment. Our library is expanding. We're adding a brand new auditorium that will seat over 350 residents. You know, we like to bring in
big
bands.
Wow, you have an actual theater?
Yeah, we
That's
love
great.
To jam. We have a big stage. We bring in big bands. We had the Andrew Thalen Band out at our community, and it rocked.
So basically, there's always something going on over there.
Yes, and then we are building 27 new apartment homes as well.
When will that be done?
That will be done by the end of this year.
End of 2014.
Yes.
Right.
The apartments will be. Everything else will be completely finished July 4th of 2015.
You're going to have a big party?
Oh, yeah.
Good. So do most people come in? I should kind of qualify that. I'm going to make an assumption that a lot of people come in as couples. Is that a fair statement?
Not always.
Not, Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I mean, life happens, and sometimes a widow might come in or a widower. But you have a mix of single folks as well as folks who are still kind of, you know, wedded together.
Yes.
And it's got to be a big transition. They're probably leaving a home, maybe not even in North Carolina or in the Wilmington area. They're coming to a facility. They're coming to a residential place that is really kind of carved out for them and designed for them. But it's a huge transition, I would assume, especially at a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
None of us like change. And as we all get older, we don't like change any more at all. So how do you help people transition into moving into a retirement community when they've been pretty independent all their lives? They will remain independent as they come onto your campus.
Right.
But it's still a more formalized community. How do you help them with that?
Well, it is, like you said, an independent living. So they can still do everything that they're doing out of the community. You get to go enjoy and do what you want to do, but you don't have any of the home maintenance responsibilities. And when they've been in their home for 10 or 20 years, you know, you accumulate a lot of things.
Yeah, right.
Anyone doesn't, you know, moving, the thought of moving is going to keep everybody at home. But if you can have someone that can come in and take care of your move for you, we recommend Carolina Move Managers, Jane Roberts.
And it just so happens Jane is in the studio with us today.
Yes, she is.
That was a great segue. Jane Roberts is the owner of Senior Move Managers here in Wilmington, North Carolina. Jane, welcome to the show. To you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. This was a really kind of wonderful happenstance that Lisa and you are on the show together, because Lisa's been talking for the last 10 or 12 minutes about how things are at Plantation Village and how they work. You actually help people get there and get them positioned. Talk about Senior Move Managers and what kind of work that you do and how you help older citizens.
Well, I am a Senior Move Manager. I'm one of 700 in the country who belong to a national association.
So you're certified.
Senior Move Managers, yes. Mm-hmm. I own my own business, as we all do. My business is called Carolina Move Managers, and we actually go into the homes, and whether they've lived there for 10 years or 50 years, you know, we start out with that assessment of, we need to know where you're going, we need to plan for where you're going, and we need to make this house work for you in your future. So there's a lot of things that we need to talk about. What do you need with you? What do you really want with you? What do you feel the most emotional attachment to, and those are the things we need to concentrate on bringing with them so that they can feel at home wherever they live.
Is it fair to say that you're typically in the situation where you're trying to shrink the number of the number of stuff, if you will, that people have? Fair?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. That's the one big difference in this age group. When they're moving, they're typically going into a smaller home.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, they're either at least staying level when they move. They're going, you know, to similar size homes, or they're increasing the size of their home. And that is a very big brain change, and it's a very big factual, physical difference that is very hard for some of them to recognize and come to terms with.
I think it's fair to say that possessions are more than just physical things in closets. For many seniors, what do possessions really represent? It's not just the pair of shoes or the dress.
No.
What do they really represent?
Most of it is the relationships that are attached to those
possessions. So it's memories and the people who are associated with those items.
Absolutely. We moved a couple yesterday who sadly had lost their only son, and they have more of his things that they're moving than their own, basically. And it's the personal items that he had, his guitar that he learned to play as a teenager.
Wow.
Those kinds of things that people really have a hard time letting go of, because that represents that relationship to them.
You like to say that you move people, not just boxes. Is that a defining difference between move management and a moving company?
Yeah.
In other words, what do you do differently than a Beacons mover or Three Guys in a Truck?
Well, I'm not a mover, for one thing. I'm a
move manager.
I specialize in moving seniors. So we go in and coordinate all of those logistics, including the moving for them. That's the thing that tends to make them stay at home, is just the number of logistics that you have to coordinate to make that move. And when it's been 20 or 30 or 40 years since you've made that move, it tends to overwhelm you very quickly.
Sure.
People normally will stop in their tracks if they think about all the things they have to coordinate to make that move. And I can go in and help them realize they don't have to do any of that alone. We can take their hands and walk through that path with them and clear the way. And it makes them relax almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. So along those lines, what are some of the more looming issues that typically are of most concern to your clients? And that leads into the next question, which is what kind of pushback? So what looms before them, and then how do they respond sometimes, maybe not as positively as you would like?
As in what issues are they most concerned
Correct.
With? The biggest thing that they're first concerned with is what they're going to be able to take with them. They're usually either attached to a mother's china cabinet or something they inherited from an aunt or an uncle or something they grew up with in their family home. But there's always something that they're very attached to, and we need to make sure we can include that on their floor plan. So what I do is when I first visit them, I measure everything they think they want to take with them, whether I think it'll fit or not. I go and measure the actual house they're moving into, the apartment or the condo or the townhouse or whatever it is. And then I make that plan to include their favorite things, because once that issue's settled, they calm down and everything's doable after that. They just need to know what they can take.
Right.
And then the decisions revolve more around, well, if I can't take this, who can I give this to? Who would benefit most from having this? Where will it serve its highest purpose?
Which makes giving something away and losing something a more positive experience.
Much
than
more
a negative.
Positive, because right. basically what they want to do is to make sure somebody's going to appreciate it the way they have.
The way they have. So, yeah. So the item actually retains its value to someone. The way it
absolutely.
Retains its value for
absolutely.
Them. So you literally walk into the new place of living.
Mm-hmm.
You get a tape measure out,
mm-hmm.
and you measure every single bit of floor space, wall space.
Windows, doors, everything.
And then you walk back with that template and have a conference or a conversation with the client.
Yes.
And say, okay, here's how much space we have. Here are how many items you have in your closets, in your garage, in your attic, and so forth.
Right.
And you start that kind of triage, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of what will we lose and what will we keep and where will it go in the new home. And it actually, as I'm thinking this through, it gives them the opportunity to really imagine their new living space
oh,
with
absolutely.
The things that they love.
Yes.
And then you transition over to, so unfortunately, maybe this item has to go away and this item has to go away. Let's sit down and talk about who might treasure this as much as I have.
Right.
It's a great continuum. It's a wonderful, wonderful service to offer to people.
It is, and we have to really focus on what they can bring with them, because that's the important piece.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it tends to, once they know what they can have with them and they make peace with that, the rest of it sort of falls into place for them, and it loses its impact that they're losing it. They really don't even think about that in terms of losing anything.
Right, and part of this is that they feel like they have control of the transition.
Absolutely.
That's a big deal?
That's a big deal.
How do you reinforce that?
Well, they're making the decisions. We are basically their hands and feet, and they're making the decisions. And sometimes they'll ask for input, and sometimes they already know what they want to do. And a lot of times it's the item itself that will determine where it's best served to use it and how to, you know, dispose of it so that they don't have to take care of it anymore. This is a generation who has been inundated with the attitude of they are responsible for everything they've ever had.
Right.
And they have to take care of it for its lifetime. And we don't have that in my generation. I'm 52 years old. I'm one of the younger baby boomers. And we're not quite as attached to things.
Exactly.
We're much more disposably minded, you know, as a society anymore. But that generation is very responsible, and so we need to make sure we handle their things responsibly.
So in the ideal world, it all goes very, very smoothly, but realistically speaking, it must be bumpy sometimes. Talk about what kind of pushback you get sometimes from people and how you manage that pushback, because inevitably it's going to happen. No?
It's very rare,
is
actually.
That right?
It's very rare. Once they feel like they're in control of it and they can do it with our help,
mm-hmm.
there's very little pushback. I've been surprised, actually.
That's great. So even initially, when you're first brought in as a, if you will, a transition specialist,
right?
Even at that point, you know, you don't necessarily very frequently get a sense of, you know, what's this all about and what are you going to take away from me?
No, I've never had it broached that way.
That's great.
Because we're very focused on what they can include, not on what they're leaving.
Right. You must have to work with families a lot, the families of the clients.
Sometimes, but I do mostly independent living so that the clients themselves are usually the ones in charge. Every once in a while, we'll get an assisted living client, and we get a lot of the folks from Plantation Village who are transitioning over to Champions in that way.
Right. And we're going to jump back over
and
there
in some
a
point, yeah, at some point, the families do step in if they want them to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, families don't live together anymore like they used to,
yeah,
and usually
true.
The children aren't local. So that's not as common as you would think.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about timing. When is a good time to get in touch with you and your service as someone is considering a transition to independent living community, or even just a transition to a move to a smaller home?
Well, they need to know where they're going. Mm-hmm. Until they know where they're going, we kind of are spinning wheels, because the theory is not nearly as effective a motivator as an actual move. And we need to have the definitive space to measure, to start that floor plan, to start that plan for downsizing them. And they need to have that decision made before they call me. So sometimes it's 2 years ahead, and sometimes it's 2 weeks, whenever
right.
they panic.
Right.
I like to have 2 to 4 months, because we work at their pace, and we want it to be a comfortable pace for them.
So this, you can't say it's going to be a one-month experience or a three-month experience. It really depends
it's
on the client.
It's entirely independent. Yeah, it's entirely individual, depending on the client's.
And how do you preference. Charge for this? Is it on an hourly basis, or do you charge for the entire project? How does that work?
I do the project normally, mm-hmm. and I give it as a range, because it does depend on how quickly they work and how quickly they make decisions.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to, like, you know, quote one price for what you consider is going to be a two-month process, and then it turned into 2 years.
Well, and that's why we do ranges.
Right. So do you also offer assistance in moving to assisted living?
Yes, we do.
And that gets us back to Lisa. I want to talk in the remaining moments of our show a little bit about how you two work together, how Plantation Village works with Carolina Move managers, and maybe even bring some anecdotes in without mentioning names as to, you know, when things have gone well, when they got a little bumpy. Talk about how you folks work together, because it's a great relationship you have, which is offering wonderful sort of combination of services for Lisa, your new residents, and Jane, for the folks that you're trying to help make that transition. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. You know, moving is very stressful. And,
really?
You know, yeah. No. Hey, I just moved in April, and trust me, I wish I could have had Jane. But when you have someone that they've decided to move to our community, the thought of moving, like I said, it will keep anybody at home. But if we get them in contact with Jane, she can go in. She helps them downsize. She shows them the floor plan of what they're bringing in. And then the day of their move, she says, okay, you need to go to lunch, go shopping, go see a movie. She kicks them out. You know, she's like, go have fun. You're not packing anything up. So she brings them, she packs everything up. She comes to our community, and then she unpacks them. So when they walk into their new home, everything is done.
It's done.
The
it's sheets
not just
staged. It's set up for living.
Yeah,
no,
it
is functional.
Yeah, you could entertain. The sheets are on the bed. The food's put away. You know, your closet's organized. It's amazing. And every time, you know, she's on our property and she's, you know, unpacking someone, we're always going over and just looking, you know, because, you know, it's a mess when, you know, they're all unpacking. She's got all of her employees around putting everything away. And then you walk in, you know, towards the end of the day and it's all done. It just amazes me that it's completely finished.
So I'm going to call both of you on this. You're saying that what Jane says is go to a movie, and they go to a
yeah.
movie, and they come back, and that house is fully put together 3 hours
later?
It is
amazing.
Seriously?
It's not 3 hours.
It's not 3 hours.
No, I do encourage them to go away. Because, well, there's several reasons. It's safer for them not to be there in the midst
Absolutely.
Of the paper and the boxes.
Right.
There's some statistics, and I'm not a statistics person, but I don't like them there when we're packing if we can help it, because there are statistics that say that that's a very high risk of fall.
Sure, absolutely.
Things aren't where they belong
exactly.
in their minds, and they're not necessarily looking where they're going.
People
because
are disoriented.
They're distracted.
Right.
And we don't want that fall to happen. So we try to make sure that they leave the premises for the day. We pack them up. The movers move them. If it's a small move, we might can do it all in one day. Mm-hmm. If it's a larger home, which a lot of them at Plantation Village are bigger homes, we set them up the next day. So they spend a night out. A lot of them go to Bald Head for overnight and mm-hmm. just have a little mini vacation.
Right.
They come back in the afternoon, and it's done. We've got so many hands in there.
Right.
We can generally have it done by mid-afternoon.
And those hands, you're the manager of the process, but those hands include professional movers, correct?
They include mine, too.
Yours, too? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm on every job. I have movers that we do prefer to use, but people can use whoever they would like.
Mm-hmm.
We do have regular teams that we like to work with, just because we're so familiar with the processes together.
So, Lisa, I assume you're really offering a service to potential clients when you talk to them about Jane's offerings and what she can do. And that must be something that works at to your benefit as well.
It does. And one thing that we do for our new residents is that we'll reimburse them for that move. So they do have to pay the movers. They do have to pay Jane. But whatever that expense is, then we will deduct that amount off of their entrance fee.
Wow.
So we're basically reimbursing them for their move. And
the move becomes free then in a sense to them. That's fabulous.
Yeah, and they get to walk in. Everything's done. And she tries to recreate. You know, so if you had your glasses, you know, right above the sink on the left-hand side, she tries to recreate that. You know, you have some people that say, just change it all up for me.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But she's got a really good eye. She's also helped us stage our model homes as well. You know, she can also work with people that maybe they haven't sold their house yet, and she'll maybe have some things that she's left and, you know, stage the house for them so that maybe it can sell a little quicker, too.
Wonderfully complimentary services for seniors in the Cape Fear region. We've been talking with Lisa Polanski, who's the marketing director for Plantation Village, one of the premier senior living communities in the Cape Fear region, and with Jane Roberts, who's the owner of Carolina Senior Move Managers. Before we sign off, could you just let the folks know who are listening how to get in touch with both of you? Let's start with you, Lisa. How do people get a hold of you?
They can go to our website, which it's www.plantationvillagerc.com, or they can give me a call at 910-686-7181 and just ask for Lisa Polanski.
Jane?
My phone number is 910-620-7038. My website is carolinamovemanagers.com. And my email is janegroberts@gmail.com.
Thank you both so much for being on the show today. It's been a lot of fun. We learned a lot. And thank you for the incredible services that you offer to retired folks and senior folks in the Cape Fear region.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for having me.